let's get ready to rumble!
When was the last time we recorded?
Last Friday.
So we're doing good. It's Friday. It's a week.
I know. Holy shit. Can you believe it? It's not just Friday.
It's Black Friday.
Or as Joe in Dallas would say, Friday.
Or as Big Fatty would say, Black Friday.
No, there's been this Walmart commercial running.
It's not Walmart.
It is Walmart.
It's Target.
No, it's Walmart because I paid attention last time.
Okay.
But anyway, we're the woman that's a legend for Black Friday, and the other two women are talking about it, and they're like, she even named her kid Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, that is Walmart. I thought you were talking about the crazy Target lady. Mm-mm.
So every time that one comes on, I think of Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he had a nice holiday with all of the fixings.
I'm sure he did.
And all the bacon he could eat.
I'm sure he had some pig.
I'm sure he had some fisting festivals after, too. Oh, I miss Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
As Big Fatty would say, Friday. Oh, Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4645 of the BFO for the 28th of November, 2025. Y'all coming up today? Say it with me.
A little show.
More entries to win Miss Bacon's money.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest, the soil of Bulgaria. Through all the world is known, from her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, leftovers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fright is going well. Y'all, here we are at the end of the month of November. Y'all, where does the time go? Big Fatty, we don't know. But y'all, you're leftovers today because y'all, by the way, I mentioned earlier in the week that I had some special show art that I was going to debut, and y'all, it's today's show art. So go over there to the www, and you can see what happens. Big Fatty, they just don't spoil it for them. Let them go over there and just be vulgared out all by themselves. All right, well, let's do that.
Oh, happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Dear Gussie, y'all, tomorrow. The 29th of November, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all met these two scoundrels many, many times at the G'day's. They hosted Vodka Fest many times, and one is a longtime listener of the little show, and calls in from time to time. He enjoys the mechanicals on the Ruination, the early years, I'm sure he's looking forward to hearing what their new names are going to be on Tamari's little show. Yes, we better. Did he send any entries in? No. Unless it comes in after I record this. Yes, we better. Y'all, I am talking about none other than those two scoundrels themselves, Guru Nudy and Karl Lagerfeld. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see them in Tampa or on the social medias, wish them cake.
happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 28th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all don't hear much from this person, nor his husband. Y'all, they were, if not the first, they were amongst the very first listeners of the little show to visit the villa. Y'all, Big Fatty had, I don't think Big Fatty had even moved in yet. I think I was still preparing to move in, or I had just moved in, one of the two, I don't remember. Yes, Big Fatty, there's so much nowadays you just don't remember. Kind of like, yo, I was doing a little cooking this morning. I looked down, my hand's bleeding. I don't know what I did. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, just two of the nicest people that you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, they love to go to the theater. The theater. Yes, we went to the theater. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Rob 2. Big Lady, we love Rob 2 of the Robs. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Rob 2 or even Rob 1, on the social medias, wish Rob 2 a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Now, y'all, I am recording this early afternoon on Spanksgiving, so there's still numerous hours for folks to get their entries in to win Miss Bacon's money. But y'all did get a few in. First one came from Blonde Guy Jay. He says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I've been working to come up with something clever for the mechanicals' names. I think as a throwback to my younger years, they should be Teddy and Princess. This is in reference to Teddy Ruxpin and his friend Princess something that I could not spell. I used an AI to help query characters from Teddy Ruxpin, and when they said the princess's name, I could not even guess at the spelling. So Teddy and Princess, they shall be named if I'm the lucky winner. Love you lots, Jay." Well, Jay, thank you so much for that. Y'all, also, an e-letter entry. Y'all, this one, first time correspondence from this person to the BFO. It says, "Greeting." It says, "Who are the magnificent mechanicals? Greetings, Big Fatty. This is Sarge from Denver. Enormous hubby Holly has been expectorating possible names for the mechanicals, those two unoriginal podcasting whores who feel compelled to repeat and reword, let's dig deeper, everything that everyone else has already stated. Well, it made me think that these two definitely needed special names. And what better names than exactly what they are? Mechanical, Mick and Nicole. Straightforward and unpretentious, not giving any insidious indications that at some point in the near future, they'll be taking over the human world. Then I thought, well, what if they were to, if that were to happen sooner than later? Under sooner circumstances, perhaps Ben and Anne would be more appropriate. Formally, they would be Ben Dover and Anne Cracks a Smile. Oh, crack a smile and crack a smile, indicating the preferred position we'll be assuming when they do take over the world. Something to think about. Have a great Thanksgiving, XO Sarge. Well, Sarge, thank you so much for that. And Jay, thank you so much for yours as well. And y'all, speaking of Holly expectorating, y'all got a voice letter from Holly.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Harley calling from the Mile High City.
Hi.
Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
I'm calling with the winning names for the mechanicals.
Oh, okay.
Nedra and Woody.
Nedra, Woody.
Last names, well, you can guess. Happy Turkey Day.
Thank ya.
Happy Standard Time.
Thank ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hi to Kathy, too. Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi. Y'all, that, of course, is Holly. And Holly came up with Woody. And what was the other one? It was, well, y'all, I've got it written down right here. Nedra. Or maybe it's Nedra. Nedra Woody. Big Fatty, he's vulgar. He is vulgar. That's why he listens to the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, there's the, those are the entries. Remember, tomorrow, the Mechanicals will introduce themselves with their new winning names, and I may the best mechanical name win. Oh, Big Fatty, over the river and through the Fat Acres to Big Fatty's Villa we go. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had a quiet evening. There were no BFO references on the Jeopardy last night or Wednesday night. But y'all, I did watch the first half of The Survivor. Now, y'all, I know that Rizzo on this year's episode is a lightning rod for some people. Big Fatty, you just go ahead and say it. It's Daddy Ron. Yes, y'all, I think Rizzo is going to be, you know, when they announced the 50th season, and they were going to bring back former players, but they saved two slots for folks that were on the 49th season, the one that we're watching now. And y'all, I think Rizzo is going to be one of those two. And y'all, he was absolutely magnificent on the Hump Day night show. Y'all, I did finish watching the second half on Thanksgiving morning. Y'all slept like a baby and got up, and I had y'all, by the way, my Thanksgiving Day newspaper came at like at 9:30 p.m. On Wednesday night, y'all, it was kind of sad, because y'all, I remember in the past that the Thanksgiving newspaper, y'all, I remember one year that I weighed the paper, and it weighed 3 pounds. Now, y'all, just think about that. Today, Thanksgiving's newspaper today, y'all, there were a couple of ads, but, you know, nothing like it used to be. Yes, because it's all the mechanical, the WWW shopping now. It's true. After I had my coffee and did my puzzles, y'all, I watched the beginning of the Macy's Parade. Y'all, this is the 99th Macy's Parade. So next year it'll be, yes, Big Fatty, it'll be the same age as the old gal. It's true. And let's see. And y'all, after I watched some of that, y'all, I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I just did Fat Acres. And I came back, and y'all, I was... I was, y'all, you know, I had that, what am I trying to say? Betty, we don't know. I had that prime rib, and y'all, there was no way I was going to eat it all. So, y'all, I cut it up into chunks, and I what did I do with it? I put it in a pot, and I had saved, I think the last time I made a country steak, not spelled C-U-N-T, I had saved the brown onion gravy, so I put the prime rib chunks and that gravy and cut up a couple of new potatoes, and y'all just gonna let it all cook down and get all good and tasty. And so I'll have that this week as I papaya for my trip over to Hatlanta next week. Anyway, I got that started, and I watched the Price is Right, and y'all, then I decided, you know, I think I'm gonna go and do another Inner Circle of Fat Acres and get a little more, a few more steps in. So I did that, and y'all, then I came in here, and what am I trying to say? Big Fatty came in here and started recording the little show. And y'all going to have Spanksgiving dinner with our wine dinner friends. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Unfortunately, some sad news to pass along. I just got the word that Aw Chris from over there at the Metropolis Interview Complex, that his father has passed away. I had spoken to Chris earlier in the week, and he said that he was up there in the Dirty Myrtle, which is where he's from, that his father had had a severe stroke, and his recovery was doubtful, and so he was going into hospice care, and just received word just a few minutes ago that his father had passed. And so y'all, if you see Aw Chris, or even if you don't, just keep him in your thoughts. And you know, it's always tough when someone passes away around the holidays. So anyway, it'll be tough, but hopefully he'll be filled with good memories. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely final weekend of November. Y'all, Monday, Big Fatty be opening his Advent mock-in calendar. And y'all have been told by Holly that anytime I can go ahead and open the gift app that he and KC sent me a while back. But y'all, by the way, KC sent me the cutest picture. Every morning he has two gummies and something else and a star and a bell, a cookery, at his breakfast table. Y'all, just lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, those are the kids from the No Wire Hangers, and Kana and J.C. Marple.
As Big Fatty would say, Hardy! Oh, Big Fatty.
Oh, Kana and J.C. Marple, I hope you had a good turkey stuffing, too.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.